The best I've seen is a mother actually giving birth in front of us.
Really?
Watching a little baby come out, some learning how to take his first breath and how the
baby
actually help it. It's mind-blowing. It was so mind-blowing that no one actually filmed.
You're listening to The Deep Dive. I'm Vanessa Green. Each week, we explore the world of South African fishing together, sharing expert advice, different ways to cast and catch, and the latest buzz from the water. Let's get into it.
Welcome to another Deep Dive episode, and we are keeping it in KZN. We are talking about all the things we can do in KZN, and one of the things we can do is whale watching. So I'm here with Brad Krobler from Whale and Dolphin Tours Durban, and we've been out with him recently. We had an absolutely fantastic time, and we thought we want to share this with the rest of you. If you want to experience what we've experienced, it's no better to hear it from the guy that took us out, give us this experience, and to share more of what we get to see out in Durban. So, Brad, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right, so let's talk about whale watching in KZN, Brad. Let's start off with, why here in KZN? Why is KZN such a hotspot for watching whales?
All right, so in South Africa, everyone thinks Hermanus is the place to go, but very few people know that Durban is actually also a very good hotspot. Now, this happens every year between May, June, all the way through to November, December sort of time. Basically, the humpbacks have now migrated all the way from the South Pole, the biggest migratory animal on the planet. And they're coming here to actually give birth to their babies and all that sort of thing. Now, the reason they're coming here is that the abundance of food in our colder waters in our winter months with the big sardine run that happens. And so they come to give food, and there's all this abundance of sardines which adults can eat to produce enough milk for the babies.
So do they usually come with the sardine run, or what if there's no sardine run? Would we still get them?
They still come. They still come for the sardine. The sardines always do come, but never not all the time close to the beach.
So these humpbacks, are they feeding on sardines?
They are feeding on sardines and on a lot of krill because our water is now colder.
Okay.
I've physically seen them destroy a patch of sardines in front of me.
Serious?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get to your experiences in a moment, but I didn't know they actually eat sardines. I thought it was just like prawn, krill, whatever it may be.
When he opens his mouth, he's indiscriminate.
I can imagine. All right, give me a bit of a background on your charter company, right? Just so that the guys know that they are safe out with you.
Yeah.
I've noticed your experience, but where did you guys come from? What do you do?
Okay, so now on the whale and dolphin side, we've been running with our permit now for 7 years that we've been operational with the whale and dolphin side of it. In Durban.
Wait, so we go out to watch dolphins as well?
You can go watch dolphins as well.
Okay.
Now, dolphins are all year round, but dolphins generally find you and you'll find the dolphins. Best times for those is early morning, late afternoon.
Okay.
Now, in Durban, as I said, there are two whale watching permits. We one, and there's another company with another one. The whale permit entitles you to approach a whale closer than 100 meters, basically. So every other boat out there, if they see a whale, by law, should actually drive away from it.
Okay.
So we're allowed to approach them to a reasonably safe distance, so you get a really good viewing experience of them.
I want to talk about the experience in a moment as well. But tell me one of your experiences from being so close.
Every day for me is a great experience because it's something to see, and every single day is a different experience. The best I've seen is a mother actually giving birth in front of us.
Really?
Watching the little baby come out, some learning how to take his first breath and how the
baby
actually help it. It's mind-blowing. It was so mind-blowing that no one actually filmed it.
Oh, wow. You're just mesmerized.
It was just
looking at that.
Let's just watch this. It's more important than trying to get a film of it.
Yeah. Wow. How big is it, like a newly born whale?
A big dolphin. Yeah.
So we mainly get humpbacks in KZN.
So we get 98% humpbacks. Yeah. We get the brighter whale, southern right whale. And if you are really lucky, in the deep, we also get the sperm whales every now and again.
Ah.
Now, that's a once thing.
Yeah.
I've also seen the orcas or killer whales.
No.
Off Durban, in the sardine run where they came through.
No, on a typical trip, are you seeing like more of the smaller whales or the bigger humpback whales?
If this time of year you're seeing the bigger females, and a lot of time is when they'll have a calf with them, a baby with them now.
Okay.
And they do come through in pods sometimes. I've seen up to 50 at a time in a big group.
So they are like together, not like solitary?
They're not solitary. They're actually work together in a very big ocean that has no fences. You have to have a visual sighting of where to go.
Do you pick this up on the fish finders or anything?
If you're seeing on the fish finder, you're too close. I turn my fish finder.
But how do you know where you're heading to go and find a whale?
With experience, we've learned to pick up signs of them, like a blow spout or a jump or a splash or if they're tailing or doing whatever. And we can constantly scanning the horizon to see something.
Like no equipment used.
No equipment. The best equipment are your eyes.
I love it.
It's not like game watching. Okay? Go watch an impala. Impala stands on the land. It stands there and it stays still. And even if it's running, it's on the land.
Yeah.
The whales come up to take a breath. Yeah. So if they aren't doing their diving, breathing, it's 15 minutes of breath held.
Now, when we went out, the sea was a bit bumpy, Brad.
Through experience, the worse the conditions, normally the better the sightings.
The conditions were, but was that worse condition? Was that bad conditions we're in or?
It was above average. It's the right term. But yes, it's when the sea's rough, it's a mammal that breathes air. So it has to be able to come up and take a breath. Now in a choppy sea, it can't take a deep breath all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When it's flat, it comes to the top of the surface, takes a deep breath, dives down and comes up 10, 15 minutes later.
I'll tell you why I'm asking this question, because it was my concern. We can go that close to these whales. They are massive. But while I'm out there, I'm thinking, what if one decided to come and take a breath under my boat? Okay. Now what?
Right. Now, going back to the sonar, the whales know more where I am than I know where they are.
Okay.
From their sonar.
Okay. Yes, of course.
I've never, ever experienced upset or aggressive whale.
Have you ever had them come alongside the boat where you almost get whacked by its tail? Let's touch on that for a second. Their behavior, when they are splashing, when they are breaching.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about what should we look out for? Does it mean anything?
Okay, they do use it for communication, for jumping around.
Okay.
So often if you see one breach, if you look around in the area, another one will jump.
Ah.
So if you see one jump in the area, keep looking at the area, you'll see the next one jump in there. And sometimes they're just having fun.
Really?
They'll lie there basically facing straight up with their head sticking out the water. And it's called sky hopping, where they just pop their heads up and they're looking for us.
Wow.
I always say that we're going whale watching, they're going human watching.
Yeah.
And you get the flapping, the flipping.
Does that mean anything or are they just playing?
They're just having a jaw.
Oh, okay. So then it doesn't mean, I'm flapping my tail to call my calf or whatever it is.
Some of it is there, but a lot of the time the calves are right next to them and they just...
Yeah.
An experience that everyone needs to do.
All right. Now, we have done it. The audience that's listening to this is going to do it. What to know for when we're booking a tour? Let's just round it off with that, right? Best times of the year, how to prepare, and what to bring.
Okay. So now, best time of the year, I'm going to say, is June to beginning of November.
All right. Now, preparation. Okay. Do we take sickness pills or not?
Okay. Now, I would advise people to take a seasickness, motion sickness tablet. And the main reason is that seasickness is indiscriminatory. It takes some people out and doesn't take other people out.
Yeah.
And you're going out, it's a two-hour trip.
2 hours generally a decent time.
A two-hour trip is actually enough to get to the whole...
Yeah, we'll be able to see some fish.
You should see some in the two-hour trip.
Brad, this was awesome. Right? We're going to go whale watching. Just a final tip to round off the show for the first time. The guy that hasn't been on a whale watching trip.
First, take a motion sickness tablet and come out and have fun.
Yes.
Because it's life changing. That's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah.
Because people always ask me, don't you get tired of it? No. It's that special that you can't get tired of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Before heading out with you this past weekend, I've seen whales plenty of times from while fishing off the shore. Yeah. We'll be standing on the banks and we'll see these whales, but there's nothing like seeing it while being on the ocean where he really is, where he's breaching, where the tail is flapping or just sticking up. So I guess it's something we just got to do. All right. Brett, thank you for joining us this morning.
Your pleasure, man. Thanks very much. And hope the people who listen to this come and enjoy it.
Absolutely. I have no doubt they will. All right, guys. I will drop Brad's details at the bottom of the article wherever I'm posting this podcast out on. And until the next time, we'll see where the ocean takes us.
That's it for this week on The Deep Dive. If you're after the latest catches and hotspots, don't miss the Angler News SA podcast. Until next time, let's fish for the future.